In 1954, Anna Butler donated 225 acres of land to the Nature Conservancy in honor of her late husband, Arthur Butler. Mr. Butler was an amateur astronomer and naturalist. Arthur Butler laid out most of the trails and planted hundreds of trees, including many of the Norway spruce and white pines found here. The sanctuary has grown through additional donations and purchases to its present size of 363 acres. As you continue on the Red Trail, you reach the junction of the Red and Orange Trails. The Orange Trail traverses through a red maple swamp and brings you out onto a section further along the Red Trail. The audio guide continues along the Red Trail. The deer exclosure seen on the left side of the trail was set up in 2009 by Conservancy staff with the help of volunteers. Deer exclosures are a component of a forest management plan created with the Watershed Agricultural Council. The council works with farmers and forest landowners to protect New York City's drinking water. Staff from the Nature Conservancy monitor the exclosure each year. The data is incorporated into a broader database that examines the impact of deer herbivory on forest health. As you look to the right of the trail, you can see that the forest structure is heavily dominated by large trees with little understory. This is due primarily to the high abundance of deer in the sanctuary. Compare this to the robust understory seen inside the deer exclosure. The goal for this next generation of trees is to reach a size where they can survive moderate deer browse. Off to the right-hand side is the Blue Trail. The Blue Trail climbs steeply up a hill. Throughout the length of the Red Trail, the Blue and Red Trails intersect and you can take either one. We will continue along the Red Trail. As you ascend the hill here, the glacial history of the area becomes visible. Rocky ridges and shallow bowls characterize this landscape. At higher areas in the preserve, the bedrock is exposed. At lower elevations, you can see a lot of glacier till, material deposited directly from glacial ice. Many rocks dug from the soil were used in the stone walls scattered throughout the sanctuary.